This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. The Rich Zeoli Show.
All right, 855-839-1210. Make up your mind. And by the way, I'm just going to one more time mention that this whole impeachment thing has just been such nonsense. This congresswoman from the Midwest, she's in the Rust Belt. She was one of the moderates who was against impeachment. She had a town hall meeting in Michigan, and she was one of the moderate Democrats. It's a swing district. Obviously, Michigan is an important state. Trump won it. And she was out there for a while saying they should not impeach. Now she's all in on impeachment. So she had a town hall meeting, and she brought this up at a town hall meeting. And take a listen.
Myself and six other members of the freshman class in Congress, all former military or former CIA, wrote a joint op-ed and came out in support of an impeachment inquiry. And I wanted you to know from me.
When you fell off the cliff for me was when you joined the coup against our president.
That's right. What's the rush with the impeachment? The impeachment's a serious thing. This would be only the fourth president in the history to be impeached. And to try to impeach him on something like this is really stretching it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's why she was against impeachment because of her district, and now she's in with the crazy people. New York Times columnist James B. Stewart admits the deep state does exist. He did that. Obviously, those of us who've called it the deep state were called conspiracy nuts. He's a columnist. He's got his new book called Deep State, and he's talking about bureaucrats who are doing such great work to protect America from its own president. I guess this is fine, I guess. Take a listen.
It's interesting that you really tackle this issue, because deep state is one of these phrases that really wasn't in our political lexicon until a few years ago with President Trump. And his central allegation is that there's people inside these government agencies actively working against him. What did you find?
Well, you meet these characters in my book, and the fact is, in a sense, he's right. There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country who has pledged to respect the Constitution, respect the rule of law. They do not work for the president. They work for the American people. And as Comey told me in my book, thank goodness for that, because they are protecting the Constitution and the people when individuals, we don't have a monarch, we don't have a dictator, they restrain them from crossing the boundaries of law. What Trump calls the deep state in the United States is protecting the American people and protecting the Constitution. It's a positive thing.
Now, think about this now. If a president asks another country to investigate a crooked politician, that is an impeachable offense. If there are people who work for the president who undermine him, that is patriotism. The rules are very confusing to me. I find it very difficult to understand the rules, the new rules that we live in. If a politician's corrupt and our government goes after him, that's a good thing, even if they work with another country. Unless that person's running for president, then we're going after our political enemies. If you undermine the president of the United States, but you work in the executive branch or the CIA or anywhere else, you are a dedicated patriot, even though your job is to serve the president. Congress's job is to have oversight over the president. Got it? The new rules. There you go. South Park took on China. Good. I'm glad. China is the worst. South Park had an episode. They wanted to ban China. And they had to issue a formal apology, but I like how they did it. The show South Park, great political humor from the guys who created South Park. Team America World Police, by the way, is an hysterical, hysterical movie. Cut number 10.
Going to China? No, not really. It's my first time. I'm going out to try and drum up a little business. What are you heading out for?
I work for a clothing company. We're trying to break into the market and get the Chinese people as customers.
Oh, hey. You.
Huh?
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
So what?
So when did you come up with it?
Hey, Mitchell, you're on this flight?
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm working for Google now, overseeing the expansions into the Chinese user base.
Yeah, I'm still with the NBA, doing some press with the players to try to get more Chinese viewers.
Oh, for Christ's sake! You have a good idea and everyone wants to copy you. Fine, I can handle some healthy competition. Who else wants to go to China and get some of their money? Oh, for crying out loud.
This is all the Marvel characters coming in.
Let me guess, you work for a company trying to get Chinese people as customers.
Disney.
Wow, where'd you get that idea? It's okay. I'm sure there's plenty of Chinese people for all of us.
Oh my God.
So they put out an apology after the episode Banned in China as a critique of how Hollywood shapes its content to avoid offending Chinese government censors. They put out an official apology after China's crackdown. You want to hear the apology? Ready? Quote.
Yes.
Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. What I love about that is it points out all these woke companies in America, yes. Disney, the NBA. Who else is in that clip, Bill? Bill's on the phone. All these other woke companies, they are all in on lecturing us how to live our lives, right? They'll boycott states if they don't agree with the laws. Like if the state doesn't have a bathroom policy they agree with, they won't shoot movies there, right? Every day is another lecture. But with China, they're like, what do you need us to do? What do you want us to do? We'll do anything you need. What do you want? We'll scrap our jokes. We'll change. We'll be whoever you want us to be. It is the ultimate height of hypocrisy. Bill, who else is in that clip?
It's the NBA players. So, like, James Harden comes out. I think Kobe is in it, like, when he's talking with the NBA players.
Yep.
Black Panther. Thor is the guy that sits next to him. It's great. So good.
I feel like there's a new generation of kids who don't appreciate the genius of South Park.
100%.
Growing up when we did, it was so, like, you know, you can look on this stuff now and say, eh, it's kind of tame. But, like, growing up when we did, it was so revolutionary to have just this giant middle finger to literally everything.
So the NBA, so this is a great piece from The Guardian. NBA's China reaction shows the league is only woke when it doesn't cost money. So I think a lot of these companies are the same, right? If it doesn't cost them anything, they're happy to be woke. No problem. When woke is free and cheap, they'll be woke.
Bring on the woke.
Yeah, but if it costs them money, like they'll lose business, then suddenly now they're not woke anymore. You know what I mean? Like if they want to go after North Carolina for the bathroom policy or something like this, it's fine. But I love this now. You cannot fence it accusations of human rights abuses. The NBA were happy to lap up praise for their supposed wokeness when it came to issues in the U.S. such as supporting players' mental health, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other issues that ultimately fit with their overall target, selling league pass subscriptions to young people with disposable income. But when it comes to being woke and going up against China and their human rights abuses, they go, no, we're not that woke. See what I mean? We're not really, truly. Like Disney, for example, how woke is Disney, right? Disney's
very
like
woke.
The wokest company in America,
yes.
Right now. But if China won't show Marvel movies, Disney's like, no, we're not woke. No, we love China.
We love you.
We love you, China. Give us a kiss. Give us a kiss. But if, God forbid, somebody doesn't want to put their daughter in a princess costume or something like that, they'll lecture you,
yeah.
And they'll have classes and re-education camp, except for China. All right. John is in Ronhurst. John, good morning.
Hey, guys. I'm 50 years old. I've been watching South Park since day one, and I think it's genius. They are ahead of the curve. You watch South Park 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, my God, they were just talking about this on South Park. It is just brilliant, and I think more people need to watch it, grow a sense of humor, thicken their skin a little bit, and the world would be a better place.
Yeah, well said, John. Well said, buddy. Thank you for that. Absolutely. Yeah, because at least they're pointing out the fact we're all hypocrites, but we want to make money. But, like, own it then. Own it. Don't pretend like you're not owning it, NBA. Don't pretend like you're not owning Chinese censorship and everything else. Google does the same thing. Google
yes.
always bows down to the Chinese censors. No problem. We'll scrub those words if somebody tries to search free Hong Kong. No problem. Won't ever come up. Hypocrites. All right, Dawn, what do we got cooking today?
Yeah, we've got 62 degrees right now. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT is the only show news brought to you by BQ Basement. So Penn State University firing back after one of their star football players received a letter many are calling racist. So the writer describes himself as an older graduate, criticizes the player's hair, saying his dreadlocks are, quote, awful, look disgusting, not attractive, and that he misses when the team was full of clean-cut young men. So they believe the guy's referring to team captain, of course, Jonathan Sutherland, number 26, key player of the Nittany Lions special teams unit. So Penn State tweeting out, we are, and we strongly condemn this message or any message of intolerance. The theme of the 2020 Flower Show is Riviera Holiday, with a special rose garden honoring Philadelphia native Grace Kelly, the Princess of Monaco and a former Flower Show judge. The Hollywood star, of course, grew up in East Falls. And going viral, Zioli actually had sent me this. Two adorable bear cubs in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, opening a parked service van by the door handle, locked themselves inside, started honking the horn like crazy for help. The driver thinks somebody's trying to steal his vehicle, looks inside, sees these cubs, takes all kind of video with his phone. So he opens a back door and the furry little suspects take off. It's adorable.
We got to have laws to protect bears who get locked in cars, Dawn. I want federal laws, sensors that will go off to alert you.
See, it was not a hot car or a hot, so thank goodness
right,
for that.
Right, so thank goodness for that, right?
And it's not going to be hot here.
Hey, by the way, if China wants the NBA to start using the term owners again, will they do it? That's a good question, right? So remember they dropped the term owners
because
it was racist?
Yes.
They said it was racist because of slaves. Mm-hmm. So they don't call team owners anymore. They call them team chair people, persons.
Even Snoop Dogg was against that.
Even Snoop Dogg, that was crazy. So now if China comes out and says, we want you to start referring to your team owners as owners again.
Anything you want, sir.
Yeah, no problem, China.
Thank you, sir, to have another.
Absolutely, China. We'll take one from column A, and we'll take censorship from column B. Like a poo-poo platter of wokeness.
A poo-poo platter. Eyewitness weather, we got a poo-poo platter of weather. What, Greg?
No, I just said it's the quote of the day.
Poo-poo platter of wokeness.
Poo-poo platter of wokeness.
Oh, man.
It's the title of the podcast for this segment.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I mean, come on, right? You get a little of this, a little of that, you know? Column A, column B.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.